Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Three 19-year-old men are all being held without bail this morning on charges of interfering with the investigation into the Boston Marathon bombings. All three are friends of the surviving bombing suspect, Jahar Tsarnaev. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports.
The three friends are not charged with direct involvement in the Marathon bombings. However, according to the criminal complaints filed by the FBI, the trio did remove a backpack, seven large emptied fireworks, and a laptop they found in Jahar Tsarnaev's dorm at UMass Dartmouth. And while the manhunt for the two brothers was going on, they allegedly threw the evidence into a dumpster at a New Bedford apartment complex. Two of the defendants are from Kazakhstan and were already being held on charges of violating their student visas. The complaint alleges they conspired to obstruct justice. Specifically, the government claims they knew the backpack was evidence in the bombings and they tried to destroy it. With their legs shackled and wearing jeans and sneakers, they quietly answered yes in court as the federal judge asked whether they knew their Miranda rights and could afford attorneys. Afterwards, lawyers for both Kazakh teenagers said their clients deny the allegations. Attorney Robert Stahl represents one of those charged with putting the evidence in a dumpster.
He did not know that those items were involved in a bombing or of any interest in a bombing or any evidential value. So that's all we have to say on that. But Mr. Diaz Kadrubayev cooperated with all law enforcement when they came to him without the benefit of counsel to assist them in their investigation of this horrible tragedy.
The other Kazakh student is represented by attorney Harlan Protas.
My client, Azamat Ajayakov, feels horrible and was shocked to hear that someone that he knew at the University of Massachusetts Dartmouth was involved with the Boston Marathon bombing, just like many other individuals who were interviewed on campus. He has cooperated fully with the authorities and looks forward to the truth coming out in this case.
The third defendant is a teenager from Cambridge and graduated high school with Jahar Tsarnaev. Robel Filipos is charged with making false statements in a terrorism investigation. The complaint alleges he lied to federal investigators three times on three different days about the backpack evidence. As Filipos was being quizzed by the judge, Mary Ann Bowler, she admonished him, saying, "I suggest you pay attention to me rather than looking down." Derege Demise represents Filipos.
My client is not charged with helping the suspect in any way whatsoever, before or after, and he had no knowledge of the incident.
While the students are not accused of any role in the bombings, the complaints against them reveal some intriguing information about bombing suspect Jahar Tsarnaev before and after the bombings. Federal prosecutors say a month before the Marathon attack, Tsarnaev told the two Kazakh students over a meal that he knew how to make a bomb, and that on April 18th, soon after the FBI released photos of the bombing suspects, one of the Kazakhs sent a text to Tsarnaev telling him he looked like one of the bombers. Tsarnaev replied, LOL, you better not text me, and come to my room and take whatever you want. But by then, the three friends had already been to his dorm room and had taken the backpack, fireworks, and laptop. The complaint says they were just trying to help their friend avoid trouble. All three young men have waived their right to bail hearings. The American, charged with lying to investigators, faces a maximum 8-year prison term. The Kazakh students, charged with conspiracy to obstruct justice, 5-year sentences. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.